Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Back in studio, thanks so much for watching, listening. Again, we raised $350,000 yesterday for the folks at Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. Love that. Did you spend time at the mall then? I saw Mark came out there.
Yeah, Mark came out. We did. We went out, we walked around, found a restaurant for lunch, and then I was ready to go home. I didn't do any shopping. It wasn't in that mode. It was work day and wanted to get home.
I will say this. There is something about being in a mall around Christmas time.
For sure.
With Christmas music playing.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I'm aware that this is a fully commercialized version of the Christmas holiday season.
What malls are.
But that is like ingrained in our society.
And the mall looked beautiful.
It looked beautiful.
And it's giant trees.
I'm not forced to buy anything.
Amazing.
I'm just like, you know, that it's very uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's probably pathetic of me to say, oh, people spending money. That's very uplifting to me.
I love Mall of America, and I think they do a good job for every holiday.
Yep.
And it's also nice to walk around. You know what we saw when we got there? A lot of mall walkers.
Mall walkers, baby.
They're out there, you know.
Stretching.
Getting their steps in,
yep.
Doing their thing, and I loved that. And you know what? I aspire to that one day.
Mm-hmm.
Go and walk the mall, see what's out there. It helps you stay on trend. It helps you see what they're showing in the stores and, you know, what sells and what doesn't.
I wonder how, if you go around the mall one time on the concourse.
Oh, I don't know.
What the distance of that is.
I bet ChatGPT would know.
I bet you a listener can tell us exactly what it is.
If you are a mall walker, that is definitely something that we want to hear. But hopefully the mall will do well this holiday season.
Half a mile, you think?
A one way around?
One time
around.
Yeah,
it might be about
concourse.
Half a mile.
Half a mile, you think?
I would say, yeah.
You don't think so, Dave? You think it's shorter than that?
Just one level?
Yeah, just like if you go around either whatever level, just if you go around the concourse of the entire Mall of America, it doesn't matter what level because they're all the same.
Well, let me ask.
What is the distance of that?
I don't think
trek?
It's a
half a mile?
No, I don't. Half mile's a long ways.
I think it's a half mile. Like I walk, and my speed, I walk, takes me 15 minutes roughly, 14 minutes to walk a mile.
Did you stay at the mall?
A little bit.
Did you shop?
I went into the DSW. I like.
Oh, I love DSW. Did you find anything?
No, but I've got some ideas for Christmas.
The distance one lap on a single level around the interior is approximately 1.15 miles. That's what it says here. I don't know if that's true because it was Google Gemini.
Yeah.
But they said it's 1.15 miles one lap on the single level.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Hard to pivot here,
right.
But we're talking economy.
Commerce.
We're talking about commerce and economy, and we had the report in our news that the picture for Minnesota, not so rosy.
Hmm.
Minnesota's economy losing ground based on a new report. We welcome into the conversation Doug Loon, president and CEO of the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce. He just finished up a speaking engagement, so we appreciate him joining us so soon after that. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Doug, thank you so much. When you look at this report, what is most alarming to you and what should be alarming to Minnesotans?
Well, Adam and Jordana, thank you for having me with you. We are at the Omni Viking Lakes today, and we're just kicked off our program.
Nice.
I stepped out into the hall to join you. This is our economic summit, and we're releasing our 2026 business benchmarks report. We're calling it an economic imperative for growth, and this is a multi-year strategy to see if we can make sure that we have a growing economy, because without a growing economy, it's very hard for a local and state government to operate. It's difficult for businesses to invest here with confidence. It's challenging for people who are looking for work if we don't have a growing economy here in the state that they may look elsewhere in the country. So some of the data points point us to a reality that we aren't keeping up with the rest of the country, like we used to be a leader in many categories. We still are a leader. We are not broken. We're putting the call out now to say, are we in a position to do better, to make sure that we are investing here in the state, that we're attracting investments to the state, that we're attracting a workforce to stay here and grow here, and attracting workforce from not just around the country, from around the globe, because those are the ingredients that have historically made our state very successful.
Doug,
so we have a successful history. We just want to make sure that we lean into the moment to make sure we have a successful future.
Doug, the new report says that Minnesota's economy is losing ground compared to the rest of the nation. Why?
I think there's some fundamental realities that we have to come to grips with. We have to have an honest conversation about the data, because the data is factual, it's objective, and the data shows, yes, we are lagging much of the rest of the country. It's related to a few fundamental indicators. One is our aging demographic. Yes, the whole country is facing an aging demographic, but we seem to be facing it in a more startling way. And it's not just the retirees that leave. That's been a reality I think we face as a state for a long time. But it's also the working class. It's our youth, and it's our working class. It is not growing at the pace it once was. In fact, our labor force growth is now 39th in the country. Our household income has fallen back as well. And our GDP, which is gross domestic product, is one of the most reliable measurements. We're back at 33rd now. We used to be in the top quartile of economic growth, especially with our surrounding states, but in the country. And now we've fallen back. So what are those barriers? Well, it's demographics, yes. It's also, I would say, we're putting barriers in front of businesses who want to invest and grow here. And we have uncertainties around our regulatory climate. We know where a high-cost state is as it relates to taxes. And increasingly, we're high-cost in other categories as well that we need to think hard about before we put up more roadblocks to economic success and economic growth.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Have we not been that way for, as a state, though, for a while? And I guess why now is it seemed to be having a negative effect? We know of, you know, the tax level. Obviously, people who run businesses want the lowest possible tax level, and their argument is that we attract business. But a lot of the people even who support some of those, or who support some of those taxes, say, look, the best of the best are here, and they're willing to pay that because of the of that workforce. Why has it changed so much lately?
The best of the best are here. The question is, are they growing here? And what we're witnessing in our reports, we did a business retention and expansion study last year, and we're updating it right now. We started seeing, just in the last few years, a deficit of investments elsewhere versus coming into the state. And you don't want to be in a deficit position of overall investments in a state. That signals that there's a problem. And so last year we set about an effort to do permitting reform for the state. So think industrial projects that need a permit from the state. We did analysis that showed we're back of the pack in the country, being beat by states like Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, having a better, more efficient system. So we put forth some strategies at the legislature this year and got some really important permitting reform done and signed by the governor, and we hope that over time that will improve. We want to use that as a jumping off point for other areas, that whether it's roadblocks to economic investments, roadblocks to success here in our state. And yes, we have been a high-tech state for a number of years. I think it's starting to come to roost. Why is that? Well, coming out of the economic downturn of the pandemic, we saw a number of states, about half the country, deploy some of their resources into creating a more competitive tax code. Instead, Minnesota did not, in fact, doubled down and raised taxes. And I think we're starting to see the real impact of that on people voting with their feet, both in terms of their investment dollars, but also where they go to work. And we got to make sure we have a growing economy and a growing workforce that goes with that, because otherwise it's very hard to attract those investments that we need here in Minnesota to grow our economy.
The report highlights nearly 2 job openings for every job seeker. That's pretty good if you're looking for a job here in Minnesota.
Right.
Yet the state ranks 40th in job labor force growth.
And it's relative to the rest of the country. But we also have to have the workforce to go with it. So you have to have the people and you have to have the job. But it's also about, are they, what kind of jobs are they? And we have been a state where has attracted a highly skilled workforce. It's one of our key attributes going way back in time. We got to lean into that. We got to make sure that we're putting out the engineers that firms need to grow their business. We got to make sure that we have healthcare workers. And so therefore, as you think about these various categories where we need to make sure that we're leaning into training our population, our workforce, are we doing it in the areas that matter? And are we doing it in a way that allows them to come here and have a competitive wage? Because we are a high-cost state, and increasingly so. So you got to offset that with wages. And if we see our wages start to level off, those jobs are going to go somewhere else. Those workers are going to go somewhere else. And we're starting to see that show up in our economy.
Is this a failure of leadership? Tim Walz has been governor for 7 years. He's asking voters to send him back. I know your organizations, by the way, I should reintroduce our guest. We're talking to Doug Loon, who is the CEO, Minnesota President CEO, Minnesota Chamber of Commerce. Your group makes endorsements. If you want to make an endorsement right now, we'd love that. But is this a failure of leadership? And if so, what should Governor Walz and his administration be doing to combat these numbers?
I'm not going to point fingers. This is not a political document that we're releasing today. This is an honest assessment about where we are. We want to invite in all policymakers at the legislature, at the community level, at statewide level, to join us in this conversation about how do we do better. Because we can't, if you look at the legislature right now, we can't do that without help from both parties and help from the governor. And I will point out that when we did permitting reform, we were able to do that. So that's a case study of success. We just need to do it in other areas to ensure investment stays and comes to Minnesota so that we can grow well into the future.
Doug, I know you said Minnesota is facing that brain drain, whether it be people retiring or young people moving away. What would you say is your pitch to young professionals in other cities, New York, Chicago, L.A., Denver? What are the selling points in a state where we do have high taxes and terrible winters? What would you say to convince them to move here and look for a job?
That those are not your key decision makers. How about that? I think what we have is a lot to offer people from around the country, around the globe. We have a quality of life here that's unique and really special. We have an amazing business community of not just the Fortune 500 companies, of which we have a sizable more than many other states our size, but it's also about the small to medium-sized family-held companies, the small communities all around the state, the economic centers around the state that are great places to live, to build a business, build a family, build a legacy. You can do it here. And so my message for those, let's call it a future workers of our workforce, call it high school students or folks in college or getting their technical degrees, we have a lot of great opportunity here in Minnesota. Look around your community. Look around the state for high-paying, highly rewarding, fantastic lifestyle. Stay here and grow here in Minnesota. And the same goes for those in the surrounding states. Listen, think back 10, 15, 30 years, we used to be the state of a melting pot of the upper Midwest. And I'm concerned that we aren't that what we used to be. And I don't fully understand why that's happening, but I can tell you, as I travel around the upper Midwest and other states, communities are doing better at holding on to their workforce, holding on to their youth. They're adding the amenities. They're creating a competitive wage. They're affordable states. And those are the states that are attracting talent right now. We need to get back at that, and we got to sell ourselves. So I am a chamber leader. We're always all about promoting our state. But at the same time, we have to have that honest conversation about what's holding us back from reaching our true economic potential, because right now I don't believe we're reaching it.
About a minute left, Doug. The legislature, before you know it, will be back in session here. If there's one thing, one item, one policy or change they could make to help combat this, these numbers and get them heading in the right way, what would it be?
Well, there's a couple. But one key ingredient, I think, is obviously we want to protect our education systems, but it's also about how do we treat our workers and create a place that people want to live. And one of those is we need to do fundamental reforms of our tax code. We will have an opportunity because the federal tax bill is now law, and that will trigger a conformity bill at the Capitol. So there may be a tax opportunity to create a more competitive tax code. And second to that, I'll just say it, the paid family medical leave law that kicks in January 1 is a huge new burden on our state's economy. It has complications for not just employers, but also for employees. It's a new cost. It's a new payroll tax that employees need to understand, as well as the employers, as we get ready for its launch on January 1 of 2026. This is a significant new burden. We would ask the legislature to have an honest conversation with the business community and employees about what is a reasonable approach to that doesn't put burdens on the workforce, exacerbate some of the challenges that we face right now in our economy, and rethink that approach to come up with something that's more manageable and more workable for our state's economy.
Doug, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it. Thanks for stepping out and having a chat with us.
Good to be with you, and thanks for the coverage today.
Doug Lewin, President and CEO of the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.